Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off shooting a Marvelous Mrs. Maisel spin-off series entitled Moshe Better Blues. Let's meet our alchemist for today.
Watch that.
Yeah. She's 31 flavors and then some, Vanessa Raglin. V, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vegan peanut butter. You load it with salt on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you vegan?
Nope.
But it's just, okay, that's even more.
I'm dairy free.
Okay.
And I had been vegan. It's a remnant of a different time, but now I'm not a vegan, but I still don't eat dairy. Yeah.
That sounds like
fascinating.
I want to try this vegan peanut butter ice cream.
This is the content to come for. Everything is content.
Well, if you were vegan, then it would kind of change my point of view of what the vegan peanut butter ice cream is. But if it's coming from somebody that could chew. No, I'm sorry. I'm stopping now.
This is good.
Yes. But I do prefer a coconut based ice cream.
Okay. That down.
Thank you. Thank you. I love being fascinating.
Welcome back to Vanessa's State of the Union address.
Half of us kept standing up and half of us kept sitting down.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, I have a new haircut. I haven't calibrated.
That's right.
I'd love to pass the mic.
Oh, that's all the time we have this week. Next up, he's the rootinest, tootinest guy in the wilderness, Joey Greer.
Oh.
Joey, what's your trick in panning for gold?
Knees first.
You use that for everything in life, though,
yeah,
right?
But that's like a golden rule.
Right. Oh. All right. He's a gags to riches story. Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Mark, how'd you claw your way to the top?
By letting my nails grow really long, Howard Hughes style.
Nice.
So it didn't take that many climbs.
I do love your Kleenex box shoes you're wearing. Those are nice. Be lame or be rad. It's Brad Norman.
Hi.
Brad, what's the coolest slang word out there?
Salted ice cream.
Yeah. Yes.
With coconut milk.
Yeah,
you know, when you say that to a young person, they know you're an ally.
Yeah.
And finally, the greatest living Shakespearean actor of all time, James Heaney. Heaney, please grace us with your favorite words from the bard.
Doth.
Just doth.
Yeah, I thought you said word. Is it not famous?
That's actually how it's pronounced. I think
that.
If Hamlet had just kept it to that.
Right.
All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Here we go. Hi, gang. Huge fan of the show. I've been listening since the beginning and just can't get enough. Also listened to the guided tour of the Natural History Museum while in the waiting room getting my car's oil changed.
Huh.
Needless to say, I got weird looks from the other customers as I tried to hide my tears and laughter. The scene went off the rails real quick in the best way. Kind of like most of them. Anyways, here's my idea for a scene. A group of friends at an isolated cabin/mansion for a trip and playing the game Clue, when suddenly one of them is mysteriously murdered in real life. They then proceed to argue over who they think is the murderer in real life, but also can't stop arguing who they think is the murderer in the game. Your show is one of the funniest things out there. Thanks for all the laughs, Brian.
Okay, whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Okay.
Six and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
You just moved 7 spaces.
Do you count the first one that you moved to, or is that
where the first space you moved?
Does anyone else feel like the elk head is staring at them?
The elk head?
The elk head.
Well, the eyes just move with you, don't they? It's not like
that's not normal. It's a dead elk.
Well, it's one of the things that they put in this plate. Like this is all all magicians and fake, right? Like
what?
all the weird stuff that's been happening in this cabin/mansion.
What are you talking about?
It's a cabansion.
It's beautiful, by
Thank
the way.
You.
It's beautiful.
Hey, guys. Sorry about the wait. I got the food. I got the cheese
Finally!
Plate. I got the cocktails.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Body is back.
I spilled a bunch of soup on me, and that really kind of slowed me down.
Is that tomato soup?
It was just a little bit. It was a ceviche, actually. I should have said ceviche. I said soup, but I meant to.
Levi,
it doesn't
what's
mind.
Going
here.
On? You're spiraling.
Anyway, guys, enjoy the brie.
Levi,
and
Levi.
There's some stoned green
Levi,
crackers
Levi,
here.
Levi,
Levi,
Levi.
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 Tomato ceviche? What's going on?
Is it blood?
No. It
looks like blood, doesn't it?
Oh, you're getting in character. You're getting in character
for
the game.
That's it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love sandwich.
Oh, the guy pretending to be the sort of butler.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. Okay, let's all do it. Let's all take on our character. Let's all be the thing. Yeah.
You first.
Okay, all right.
Okay, fine.
Well, you second, because Levi went first.
Okay.
I'm Mrs. Peacock, don't touch my roses.
Or, you know, whatever.
George, that was not good.
That was awful.
Okay. That's the meaning we have to judge each other because of the choice we made. But it's just...
Anyway, you guys should really try the ceviche. It's super awesome.
You're wringing it out of your clothes.
Yeah, it's just, I just got a lot on me. I got really, I got nervous. I'm never nervous in the kitchen. I'm a private chef.
Levi, what is wrong? Something is going, why is there a
vibe in this house is weird.
I was saying that before, but I think it's one of those, like, it's just a thing. It's one of those fun things. They put some scary stuff in so that when you rent it, you get all freaked out and it's part of the game, right?
I mean, it must be, I
guess.
It's
not a house. It's a cabanchon.
I'm sorry.
Well, the vibe in this cabanchon is weird. I mean... It's
I
just
found
weird.
It on Airbnb. Go ahead, crucify me. Everyone crucify me.
Look, can we all just get in line?
Who wants to crucify me first?
We're not going to crucify. Why don't we all go to a separate room?
Hey, guys. Sorry, it's starting to snow out there. It's coming down real good. I hear the roads are not going to be open till morning.
The roads won't be open until
like
morning?
45 minutes.
Dave, are you covered in ceviche too?
The car got stuck in the mud, and then I tripped carrying my ceviche that I also made up here. I see that Levi made ceviche as well.
I did.
His is being wrung out of his shirt, so yours wins at this point.
Right. Well, anyways, guys, I don't think we're going to get out of here till, you know, at least noon tomorrow when the sun comes and melts.
Are you kidding me?
Great.
I wanted to drive out at 3 a.m. Are you serious? We can't leave?
You can't. It's tough. Definitely wedged down there. You can't
that
get
out. That
means
my husband won't be able to make it either. Not to make it about me.
Well, we definitely have enough groceries.
I'll be alone tonight is what I'm saying.
We have enough food
empty.
And drinks.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, we're all going to be alone tonight. Yeah.
Wait, did you guys start playing Clue already? Tim, you rolled. I see that.
I did, but
yeah, he rolled six and he moved seven spaces.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little lost at what I do next. So I've
it's because you're stupid.
Yeah.
It's not stupidity. It's
stupidity.
Just unfamiliarity.
Not stupidity.
It's sophomore year all over again, Tim.
You
That's what it is.
You put it to six.
That's
and we're
what
supposed
it is.
To think it's not
well,
stupidity.
I feel like you don't start because when you're in real life, you've already got 1 foot forward, right? Da doy. So then you just do the other six after that. It's fine. I'll move it back one.
It doesn't matter. You're still in the hallway. You're not in a room. You're not doing anything on this turn. It's like a wasted turn, Tim.
Well, you got to take some wasted turns to get progress in the future.
You could have literally moved right to the ballroom and gone in, but you obviously did some sort of weird sidestep down through the hallway.
I'm a little suspicious of the ballroom. After Carrie went into the ballroom, we haven't seen her since.
Yeah, where the hell is Carrie?
That's a good point.
That's an excellent point.
That's very true.
I don't know.
You guys want to sprint over to the ballroom? First one there gets to roll next.
Go!
Let's go!
I'm glad I'm wearing rollerblades.
Holy shit!
Oh my
god! Carrie!
Oh, Carrie, what is...
Oh my god,
that's
is she okay?
That's a dead person.
No, she
that's
can't be dead. She can't be dead.
You can tell she's dead because her head isn't attached to her neck.
It's not attached.
She's definitely dead.
You don't have to do that, sir. Her head is not on her neck.
Well, give me the head so I can give her CPR. No,
are you going to resuscitate her via her neck?
You're getting blood everywhere.
And the roads won't be open until noon tomorrow, and my husband won't be here.
Is that blood or is that
ceviche? I'm going to be mourning alone.
One, two,
every
three,
time you pump it, it's just spraying out of her neck.
Yeah, stop, man.
You've got the blood on her. You're the murderer.
Guess why don't
what do you mean I'm the murderer?
Wait.
What do you mean I'm the murderer?
One of us is the murderer.
Oh, wait, what?
And now correct me if I'm wrong, but he looks like he has ceviche all over him because he was pressing on the chest of Carrie.
You're an idiot. I was just doing this.
That
I
just know happened. But Levi could be the murderer because he had the
ceviche. Oh, I see. Yeah, convict the guy for a tomato base. That makes a lot of sense.
It looks just like the stuff on him right now.
You
it's
guys
blood. Why
are letting
you...
this game, this board game, get you all wrapped up in your head, okay? This is weird. I admit, I didn't expect Carrie to be dead and dismembered. That is off-putting.
Mm. But also look around the room. Like there's a dagger in here. There's a lead pipe.
One of the candlesticks is missing. There's just a loose candle sitting on the mantle.
Why are we so calm, huh? Why are we so fucking
I'm
calm?
I'm not cold. I'm not cold.
Our good friend Carrie is dead. Okay?
She wasn't that good of a friend.
What? Wait.
She didn't Venmo me for the cabanchon.
She did?
Scarlett, what are you talking about? You two have been best friends for forever.
Yeah, that's what it looks like on Facebook, maybe.
I heard she had a thing for you. Well, never mind.
What? Say it.
She loves your husband.
Oh, what a surprise.
She's always been mad.
Listen, somebody should try to call the police or something.
You know what? Somebody should shut up.
Here, my cell phone has no service. There's got to be a landline here, right?
My cell phone doesn't have service either.
Well, it's mine.
We don't have service.
In a cabanche,
is this the first time you've tried to check your internet?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a group hang. I thought we agreed no phones.
Yeah, I flipped mine over on the table. I haven't looked at it since.
I just assumed a cabanche would have Wi-Fi. Didn't it say that on the rental?
It said a lot of things on the rental. Go ahead, crucify me.
We're not going
to
crucify.
I had to find a place in this area that could sleep this amount of people. This is what I found.
Oh, God.
Guys, there's a landline in the corner. It's like a football phone. Let me...
Be careful. Remember how booby-trapped this place is.
I don't think...
Ah! Oh, God! Oh, God! He's eating his face! He's eating his face!
He's eating his face!
Oh,
my God!
Oh, my God! I think it's going to be okay. Stop. Don't do that.
What? You're just getting ceviche everywhere.
Oh, my God. His ceviche isn't working.
Well, now there seem to be two murderers.
What, you and a telephone?
I don't know. I'm not the murderer.
Let's just say we all did it, huh?
Wait.
Let's just say we all did it and start from there, okay?
Somebody had to rig the telephone. That's what I'm saying. One of us.
Well, Tim, you're a law professor. Put the plum down. You're a law professor. Help us out here. What do we do in a situation
well,
like this?
I'm clearly too stupid to have ever...
Okay. That was my conversation.
Oh, just get over yourself for 5 minutes and tell us
you're
what to do.
You're stupid when it's convenient. Hmm.
Theoretically, okay. In from my law degree, theoretically, a perp could have used...
Are you making this
we
up?
We can stop. All right. That was bad.
We are all going to die in this house tonight.
Wait. I'm going to die alone.
We don't have to die.
My husband won't be able to make it here.
We don't have to die, okay?
I'm in the honeymoon suite. I'll be alone tonight.
One of your buttons is undone.
Oh, oops.
Look.
Okay, another one fell.
Now two of them are undone. Please button up. This is serious.
I'm terrified. Hold me.
All we know is that someone in this room murdered two people, all right? And any one of us could be next. Yeah?
You seem awful shaken up by this.
I am shaken up.
A little too shaken up for Mr. Cool, Mr. Sportscaster.
I don't deal well under stress, okay? So this is freaking me out.
You used to be an emergency veterinarian, did you not?
Now you're just a sportscaster.
I lost too many animals, okay? I don't want to talk about it. Too many gerbils, too many chinchillas.
Mr. Tough Guy can't hang.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
What if we finish the board game?
Levi!
I don't know.
Levi!
Listen, my kid just made me watch Jumanji, okay? I'm just going with something I just saw.
Okay.
I'd much rather be trapped in
that
game.
Wait, who just made you watch
Jumanji? My kids!
Levi
has
children.
My children make me do anything. I'm
Did
the boss.
Did everyone know Levi has children?
Yeah,
the rest of us knew.
Yes.
I never listened, I
Levi,
guess.
Levi, let's try that out.
Congratulations, Levi.
Let's sprint back to the board. Let's just see what happens, all right?
Okay.
Anyone want to give me a piggyback ride?
Wait, get down!
We run!
Let's go! All right, okay. So it's still my turn.
Oh, my God.
Still your turn?
Their pieces are off the board.
Wait, what?
Holy
How'd
shit.
All the pieces...
I'm sure it's just because when we were running, we were shaking the floor and they rattled off the board.
Maybe. Okay.
Shaking
the
floor?
The characters aren't even the same. Look, Mr. Green is Mr. Sportscaster, formerly emergency veterinarian.
What the fuck?
Wait, that's Mrs. Peacock.
And Professor Plum is self-righteous lawyer with questionable factual information.
And Colonel Mustard is a topless woman.
What the fuck? Those breasts look drawn on.
Shut up.
Wait a minute. If everything's been changed on the pieces of paper, what do you guys think is in that envelope in the center now?
Don't open it until we know.
It's the shape of a human head.
It is. That envelope in the middle is a lot larger than when we first set it there.
What happens if people cheat in Jumanji? I didn't see the movie.
You know, I fell asleep halfway through it, too.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God, my God.
It was just not for me. It was for kids. All I know is that in that situation, they decide to just play out the game and just hope for the best.
Well, why don't we play another game, huh? Maybe we play another game and one gets hurt.
This game's already started.
Huh?
Sports games.
Oh, come on.
You idiot. You want me to play football without a top on?
Come
you
on.
You pervert. I'm going to be alone tonight.
I don't know.
Letchers are...
Oh, my God.
What the...
Bravo!
Do we all clap?
We don't have to clap.
Should we all clap?
What's happening?
Hello, Scarlet. Looks like I made it after all.
Oh my God, it's her husband!
Holy shit.
In fact, I've been here the whole time.
But the roads, how could this be?
It means he got here before the roads got bad. He was here first. Oh my God, he's the killer.
He's been watching us the whole time.
Did you see me pee? Did you see me pee?
I have video of it.
Oh, man.
Everyone shall watch it now.
No.
Do we all have to, like, crowd around your phone to watch it?
Yes.
Curtis, all right, cut to the chase. Why are you here?
Why am I here? Well, I just know for a fact, Scarlett, that you've been cheating on me with everyone in this room.
I wish.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah, that's
that's actually true.
You I'm gonna folded come clean. So quickly.
I'm going to come clean here. Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot of stuff. Just hand stuff and mouth stuff.
Were you
going to
say weird stuff?
No, just hand stuff and mouth stuff. We didn't go. We didn't do, like, the stuff.
Well, you were cheating on me with the dead girl, my best friend.
Yes, well, emotionally.
That's worse.
Yeah, you're right. That is worse. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, that's subjective, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, an emotional
affair. Wait a minute. So you were just going to murder all of us here? Is that...
Wait, did you murder Claire?
No, I didn't. I just came and found her here, and then I put the plan into...
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Wait, you put a plan into... I'm so confused by this whole house.
Did you murder Terry with the football phone?
No, I didn't murder Terry.
So you haven't murdered anyone?
No,
You just showed up and started clapping?
Well, yes.
Why were you clapping? And did you know that Claire was dead in the ballroom?
Wait, what? I haven't been to the ballroom yet. I started in the conservatory. It's beautiful.
Come here, let's sprint over to the ballroom.
Hey, guys! Ow, God, get off my back!
They're gone. The bodies are gone. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
What is happening?
That's because Claire never died.
Oh my God!
Hi, guys.
What the bitch? Fuck?
That's right. No one died here. Oh my God. An elaborate hoax.
Wait, there was a head, and he was giving CPR to the body.
That's because my best friend Troy works at the Jim Henson Creature Workshop.
I told you this house was rigged.
I told you this house was rigged.
That is awesome.
This whole thing is an elaborate new series, and you guys are on it.
Is it Scare Tactics?
Is this Ashton Kutcher's next thing?
I said it's a new series.
Is it The Office?
Is it Scare Tactics?
No, it's called Jim Henson's Freak Manor.
Ooh.
Is it like Scare Tactics? Is it like that?
It's sort of like Scare Tactics.
Is it at all like The Office?
I mean, there could be some talking head stuff.
Is it rated? Can you show breasts?
It's for
one
table.
One of your buttons is undone.
Oh, oopsie. I ate my shirt.
What the Jesus.
Why are you...
Are you okay?
Shirt.
Oh my God,
Scarlet.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my God, she's passed out.
Do
oh
CPR God. Quick.
1, 2,
you're supposed to be a veterinarian.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do. Claire, help me, please. Am I on Scare Tactics?
I'm a producer of the show. I'm not allowed to directly involve myself in the proceedings.
And it's the Scare Tactics.
It's not Scare Tactics. It's Jim Henson's Freak Manor.
So you're telling me that I poisoned all that food for nothing?
What?
Wait! I'm getting so... I'm feeling now like everyone in this room is a murderer and everyone is out to get everyone else.
Claire, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to move forward with the footage.
What?
Well, everyone did die. Actually, they did die. So the food was poisoned and whatnot, so...
Can you use the pee footage at least?
The gentleman urinating?
Yes, we shot that very well.
Well, I don't know if people want to see someone pee in their hand and then slurp it up, so...
We thought we could maybe cut it into a promo for MTV2.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to have to side with Todd on this and say no.
Thank you.
Not going to be able to use that.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Deb from Scare Tactics. We're right next door, mm-hmm. And I heard you guys had some footage you're not going to use?
Yeah, well, we actually have footage of people actually dying, so we can't...
Oh, I would love that.
Literally dying, though.
Yeah, so
I mean, that's not something you can even do on YouTube.
You can show it.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
That's against federal law.
Ooh, bad news for my friends at Scare Tactics. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's clear. Before we go into the legalese of Scare Tactics.
Yeah, right?
You're allowed to show people dying in a TV show, right?
They signed a release.
They
signed a release.
All right, here's our second scene. Hey, alchemists. I'm not usually one to reach out, typically to avoid my name being botched. A lot of pressure on me then. But I'm all in for a good laugh. I drive hours each day to get to different construction sites, and y'all are the only ones that keep me sane. My husband and I have a geriatric cat with a surprising amount of energy, so he stupidly decided a kitten could be good for her. Turns out he is the devil incarnate, even as she tries to lick him and be his friend. As if that wasn't hard enough on her, we moved them both with us to a new home within weeks of the kitten's arrival. She spent some moments we were home hissing and being generally angry now, and I would love to hear your take on what she might actually be saying to him. Thanks, and please keep it up, Deanne of Lyman, South Carolina.
Hey, Marshall. Marshall, are you awake?
Yeah.
Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Okay, good. Hey, okay. So just so you know, all right, here at Elderly Trees, all right, we're trying some new programs to make everything a little more active for everybody here.
Yeah, okay.
Are you awake, Marshall?
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm awake. I promise.
Okay, good.
I only have one eye that works.
All right. I got. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pair you with a 15-year-old.
Okay.
And you're pretty much just going to be with them. They're just going to, you know, just.
Oh, like they're just going to make my life a little easier.
Yeah, we just want to just, you know, give you something a little more active, a little more dynamic.
You don't think I've been active enough?
Marshall, no. Marshall, are you awake?
Yeah, it's just because, let me turn my head so you see the open
eye. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
What? Yeah, I'm awake. I'm wide awake.
Great.
I've been in here doing my bed calisthenics.
I see that. I see you've worked up a small amount of sweat.
Yeah,
I
like I'm
a,
can you
so
get
it? So have I. Oh. Peekaboo.
Oh. Hey.
I was under the covers.
Hey, Siobhan.
Hey.
Okay, so you both know the rules, okay? You're not supposed to copulate, all right?
We're doing bed calisthenics.
We're doing bed calisthenics.
Okay, now I know what you meant by that. Okay, all right. All right, we can't have any pregnancies, okay? No geriatric pregnancies on the premises.
I don't have a womb.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't have a womb.
All right. Loophole. I found a loophole.
You ever heard of a miraculous birth? Okay. So yeah, those are real.
Which one of us is Mary and which one's Joseph? Because there's been only one miraculous birth.
That's right, and I'm not a virgin.
Okay. Well,
Surprise.
What's your number?
Hey, guess
what's
what?
What's your number?
Stop.
How many have you been with?
Stop.
You look like a slut.
Calm down.
This is what it's like to be a woman in America. You're a slut.
Yeah. Do you want me to prod you? You want me to cattle prod you?
No, I don't. You go for it.
All right.
Hey, don't you cattle prod you my Siobhan.
Prod? Excuse me. Okay. I'm here to...
Yes,
I'm
yes,
supposed
you are.
To join with one of the elderly here?
Are you our 15-year-old?
Yeah, I'm
good.
Supposed...
Our bedpans are full.
I don't think that's what I'm supposed
that's
to
do.
I filled
mine
up with some fluids.
Okay, great. So
I filled mine up with Mountain Dew.
Marshall, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm just looking. It's my right. It's the right eye. Just look at the right eye. You'll see that I'm wide awake.
Hey, what's your number, 15-year-old?
What's
your
number? My number.
How many people have you been with?
You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that.
I think that I was just supposed to spend time and read and...
I'm going to my room. Y'all are a bunch of lame
I've never
wads.
Seen a naked woman before.
Yeah, trust me.
Oh, you haven't? Well, feast your eyes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
A front view, a back view, a side view.
Okay. Gravity. Gravity is not kind to you, all right?
You know what's not kind to you, gravity. I'm going to hit you with a brick.
If you want to...
Oh, my God.
Don't you cattle-prod my Siobhan. God.
I don't think I should be here,
okay,
honestly.
Carlos, yes, you should. Here's the prod. You get to use this one, okay?
I can't do this. I've never cattle-prodded anything.
Honestly, I want you just to hang out, have fun. You're 15. Be you, all right?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to be in the rec room setting up Jenga.
Carlos?
Yeah?
Are you supposed to read to us?
I was going to. I brought a book.
What book did you bring to read to us?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Have you ever read? It's a really good book.
Yeah, it's got a real moral, doesn't it?
It does. I don't feel comfortable with this cattle prod. Can
read
I give
this
it to,
book. Read this
give
book.
Give me the cattle prod. I'll hold it.
What's your name?
My name?
It's okay. I don't expect you to remember anything,
I'm
sir.
I'm Siobhan.
Here's the cattle prod.
Hang on. Now I'm going to be thinking about this for a minute.
I'm Siobhan.
That's Siobhan.
Siobhan?
Hey,
okay.
Read this book. I wrote it.
You wrote this?
Yeah.
This is just a card.
Hold, Marshall? Okay. Marshall, yes? Look. Okay, I got your vitamins here.
Okay.
Oh, his name's
sorry
about Marshall.
That. Got him.
His name's no, Marshall.
Technically, my name is not Marshall. My rank is Marshall.
I've always loved a man.
Okay,
who
are you, Carlos? Are you okay, Carlos?
I'm not certain what my name
so
is.
So they've asked me to read this. But
give me that Livingston book. That can't be in here. Okay.
No, but that's Thank Jonathan you. Livingston.
Kid, you have a tough day at the senior center there. It looks like you're pretty upset.
It was a really surprising day. I thought that it was just going to be helping the elderly, but it turned out that I had to clean bodily fluids.
Yeah.
I was cattle prodded.
Sure.
I don't feel comfortable going. I'd rather just take a regular class for credit.
What's your name?
Carlos.
Yeah. I'm Mitch.
Mitch?
Yeah. I hang out in the park out here just looking for confused young people.
Throw the ball!
You know, people that look like you.
Yeah.
You know, and that come out of the senior center because I can, how can I say this, procure certain items that would make your day
with the seniors much more enjoyable.
I was thinking about quitting, but what kind of items would help me with?
Well, there's certain things that these old people want.
Okay, because I really want to do the right thing.
Right, you want to build a bridge, right?
Yeah.
You want to build a bridge, you want to walk across it and be like, hey, oldies, I got what you need.
With less language, but
I like your attitude. Here. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna hand you a box.
Wow, this is real. I don't know how I can pay you back.
You don't have to pay me the first time.
Okay.
Okay, just take it to them and see if they like it.
All right.
All right. Inside, you'll find some adult magazines.
Oh, really?
Can I get a fruit?
Yeah.
Some adult magazines.
Okay.
All right.
Coconut.
And some other surprises.
That's great.
All right.
I would also ask you, if you are a legal minor, please do not eat the brownie.
Okay, I'm totally. I'm underage. I won't
give
eat the brownie.
That to them if they want it.
Okay.
And make sure that you tell them that you were advised as a legal minor to not eat the brownie.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Elderly Trees check-in. Elderly Trees check-in, sir. Can I help you?
I'm Carlos.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm ID? Just here. I don't have an ID, but I have my student ID.
I'll do it. Okay, let me type that in here. Which with the box?
It's just it's what I'm bringing to make sure everything works really well with the elderly, and I just want to make sure that everything's good. I know the last time I was here, it was really bad, and they took Johnson to leave Steele away from me. It's nothing inside the box.
All right, nothing inside the box? All right. Mind if I just put my hand in there and just move it around?
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Okay. Hold on, kid. Hold on, kid.
I thought I was ready to go.
No, you're not ready to go. Pop that top off.
My shirt?
Yes. Pop it off. I got to make sure you're not wearing anything underneath.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, good.
There.
All right.
Great physique.
Thank you.
My daughter.
I have to go to gym every day. They make me every day. It's weird.
I don't need to know that, kid, all right?
Well, it's just the education system.
You got it.
Okay. Can I put my shirt back on?
Yeah, please do. You're in an elderly facility.
Thank you. Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
Hey, Rick, can I have a word for a second here?
Yeah, give me a second. Yes.
Should I stay or should I?
No, you can stay.
You can stay. I don't really want to embarrass you in front of your daughter here. But,
I don't mind. Actually, honey, why don't you come with me?
It's just you're not too great at them.
Honey, why don't you come with me?
Well, I'm right here.
I know, but just get right by my hip.
Okay.
All right. It's just, you know.
Get out of my pocket.
You're supposed to check.
Get out of my
pocket. You wanted me right by your hip.
Yeah, I didn't want you in my pocket.
It's just holding on.
Okay.
Rick, look, you're supposed to multitask here, you know, check people in, but all you've been typing
on
your monitor.
Do you want change or
something? I'm not in your pocket.
I understand, but did you want change
hip.
Or something? What did you want?
Yeah, if you had change, I'd use it. Change.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Look at your monitor. All it says is XLCCLXXRR1664. You're just typing in gibberish stuff into the different fields.
Uh-huh.
Do the actual work, man. Check them in, write their names in. I know you're trying to look busy on the
you're
monitor.
You're emasculating my father.
Honey, come on.
I don't want to stand for this. My father's a great guy, and he's a Christian.
I'm Christian.
All right, that's beside the point here.
I think it is a point. I'm Christian.
I think it's the point, too.
Are you Christian?
What do you believe in?
Huh?
I'm Protestant.
Oh, all right. That counts.
That's nothing.
Does that matter? Look.
Marshall? Marshall, do you mind if I... it's Carlos. I don't know if you remember me. I was here.
Yeah, I see you, Carlos.
Peekaboo!
Hey, yes. Siobhan's underneath here.
Listen, what was that?
I was under the covers
again. She was under
again.
The covers again.
Did you bring it back? Wow.
No, we're just having some fucky-fucky time.
Yeah. Just having a good time in here. It's just a party here at Elderly Trees.
Well, the good news is, guys, that
what do you have to lose?
I have nothing to lose. I have one high school credit to gain. And all I got to do is have you guys enjoy my company.
Hey, you know, we didn't hate you yesterday. We got rid of the cattle prod real quick. That was nice.
Yeah, and I brought you guys presents.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you bring us?
Well, it's a box filled with some
ooh,
things.
Ooh, a brownie.
That, well, wait. There's one specific thing. I just need to... Oh, careful.
Bridget, we are emptying this box quickly.
Okay.
What's
I'm
going to
stick some up me.
I wouldn't. I'm supposed to let you know that I'm a legal...
Hey, old Steve, you got to try some of this.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
Hey, Carlos, I'm so sorry to say this, but I see Marshall and Shawnee or whatever her name was. They all passed.
Passed?
Yeah, they had passed in the night.
Oh, my God. Do they know what it was?
Well, we're doing a full autopsy, so we'll be able to have that information in the morning. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming down and helping him out.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Don, just a word.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, come by my hip. Stay by my hip.
Yeah, but please don't listen.
I'm trying not to.
This is top secret elderly trees.
This is the first time I've ever known anybody that died.
We suspect murder. Yeah. We think it's murder.
Wow.
I did a preliminary autopsy.
Like a gun or something?
No, I think drugs.
Oh my gosh.
I think drugs got in.
Wait a second. You say someone shot them with drugs? Like shot them with a gun?
I don't know what happened, but I did a preliminary autopsy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an RN. I know how to do that.
Hey, sir. Sir.
Carlos.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was here yesterday on this bench.
Yeah. Yeah, you look really confused. I helped you out with a box of stuff for the
season.
Well,
I obviously look worse today, don't I?
Yeah, you, well, you do. You look a little pale, yeah. But I mean, you're 15. That you're gross. So, but I don't know. You know.
The brownie killed 3 people.
Wait a minute, what?
There was 3 elderly people. They ate the brownie. I didn't even have a chance. They looked like Cookie Monster. Well,
hold on, I killed them?
You have anything different?
The brownie killed them?
I don't know what killed them in the preliminary.
Second. Did anybody put any of the brownie up them?
Shanice did.
A brownie does not belong up you.
I didn't have a chance to stop her, and I didn't feel it was appropriate for me to remove it. But
how fast do these little old people move?
Very fast. Way faster than you expect. They had just gotten done doing Clamato under the sheets, and I don't know. It was some sort of calisthenic. I don't know what it
Hold
was.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Are you telling me the truth? Did you bring the box to old people at all? Because I thought we had a deal.
I swear to God, I walked in and I thought that it was going to be a calm moment, but once they saw things from the outside, they turned into, like, prisoners.
Right. The adult magazines, the brownies. The brownie mostly.
You should have seen them. It was like a monster attack.
Okay. So you showed him the brownie, and before the warnings came in, it was too late. Like, they had already put, you said they put the brownie up them.
Well, at first only one, and then the others were just
Did the other one get it up them and then help the others?
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
The air mask. You know, when on a plane, you help the child.
Yes, that's exactly. I can't believe if you've seen this happen before.
All right, look. So they're all 3 of them are dead.
And they're looking for who the killer is. I think they're gonna point me
out. How long have they been dead? 72 hours?
No, but less than that. Probably. Okay. I'm thinking 20.
Give it 72 hours. All right.
What happens after that?
Well, let's just say that it would be a shame to bury or cremate people who aren't 100% dead.
Okay.
I'm awake. No!
Wait, why are we in drawers?
Old Steve, Siobhan.
I'm in a drawer.
Wait, hold, I can hear you. I can hear you through my drawer.
Hello. Open the drawer.
Hello. We're all in drawers.
I'm
can
in
you,
a drawer.
You,
open the drawer.
Oh, I'm surrounded with adult magazines.
Lucky.
How'd you get the magazines?
My drawer's empty.
I got just some brownie crumbs in mine. How do we get out of these drawers?
Help! Help!
And here's the elderly tree's mark. Oh my goodness!
Get us out of these drawers!
What's going on here? What are you doing down here?
Somebody cut me open. Did a preliminary autopsy.
Had to get the brownies out of you.
What the hell? Luke, what the fuck is going on here?
Sir, I'm sorry.
I'm not dead.
Luke, can I talk to you for a second?
You're dead. Sure.
Yes.
You're
yes,
dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah, of Luke, course.
Okay, we can't have these people get out of here, okay? We got a status quo. Do you understand?
Are you saying that you don't want us to let these people get up and live in elderly trees anymore?
Dead.
You guys all want to get in my drawer?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Luke, ooh. We can't let them get out of here. Okay?
I have to keep this area sterile. Are you listening to that?
I am listening to that, okay? I am listening to that, all right? Now, look, here's some ceviche. Drown them, okay? Just drown them in that.
Oh,
all right?
This is just the mental image.
I'm so glad I'm alive.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, second chance. Second chance.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to be better this time.
That's right. We're going to be better people, and we're going to make the world a wonderful place.
I'm going to be a Christian like that other guy.
Folks, I'm going to need you to sit on the floor with your mouths open, if you could, please.
Okay.
All right. Don't question. Don't question.
Here comes the speech. I'm sorry.
I was born to chug fish soup.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry. This is not about you.
Do you have any more? Is it all gone?
Oh, that was good.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, really? That was the best damn ceviche I ever had.
Listen, just stay here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go check with my supervisor and see what else I can get done, okay?
Ceviche. Ceviche. Ceviche.
They took a 40-gallon drum of ceviche.
Like
what?
Like it was one of those little mini Cokes that nobody drinks.
Luke, what the fuck are you telling me? You pulling my nipples right now? What the hell's going on?
Why would I do that? I'm not pulling your nipples. You gave me something to drown these old people in that are supposed to be dead. I poured the ceviche on them, and they chugged it like a garden hose.
Just shut up. Get in my pants. Luke, get in my pants.
Get in your pants.
Luke,
I'll stay at your hip.
Come inside.
Hey, I'm Officer Stacy Smith.
Good morning, Officer.
I used to be an actress if I look familiar.
You do look a little familiar. Yeah. Did you have to poop in a commercial? Yeah, I think I remember that one.
Yes, I remember you.
Of course you do.
Shit in the sheets, but you can't shit in the streets. And if you like to poop, then take the lactate.
Right. Take the lactate.
I was her. And now I'm an officer.
Wait, that didn't make any sense. Why'd you, if you want to poop, take the lactate?
That commercial didn't run long, I don't think.
They were trying to insinuate it was a healthier poop.
Oh, okay.
Like if you want to poop, not a diarrhea.
Substance over style.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can help you with, officer?
I'm here investigating a triple hom. Trip hom, as we say in my office. In the precinct.
Is that like a honey-baked hom?
I'm sorry. Right up that three tense. People have been murdered by drugs.
Murdered, you say?
Murdered by drugs.
Three
That's
people
right.
murdered by drugs?
Elderlies.
Three. Oh, so it's not people.
I'm going to need to go to the morgue right now, or the in-house morgue.
We have an in-house morgue. I'm actually in charge of it.
Take me there. So
anything happening there is
Captain Cadaver.
That's disgusting.
It is, but
Captain
it helps me
Cadaver?
Sleep. Well, you have to have sort of a gallows humor.
You guys, that's a wrap on season 2 of Jim Henson's Freak Home.
This is Scare Tactics.
It's not Scare Tactics.
No, sorry.
And that's that one. Oh boy,
that was a perfect button to it.
Yeah, that was,
and it was. I think that scene was supposed to be about cats.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure was.
Do you think a 40-gallon bucket would have killed the cop?
There it is.
What, 40-gallon would have killed the cop?
Do you think
cop?
That they could have? Like, I imagined they were going to use the 40-gallon ceviche to kill the cop. Would it have worked?
Oh.
Well, nope. that's the cruelty of improv. We'll never know.
You're trying to rewrite
but also
history.
The gift of improv
know.
Is, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can imagine it however you want. Your
sure,
story,
maybe.
Yeah.
Write your own ending.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that the spirit of improv? Sure, maybe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was there even a cat in it?
Why not?
Was there a cat in the scene?
That cat was never.
Throw the ball. That guy throwing the ball was thrown into a cat.
Okay.
It was barking like a dog.
Yep.
Oh, that was a different dog.
That was a different dog.
Okay.
We did it. We nailed it.
We nailed it.
I'm sure Deanne is super happy right now.
She really took a chance writing to us.
She did. She took a chance, and then we're like, let's shit all over
you. It wasn't on purpose.
There was an old person and like a young person. You know what I mean?
I saw you were doing
that. We saw what you were doing at the top. We stuck to it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number 3. Maybe we'll put a cat in here for no reason. Hey, love the cast. Here's a suggestion. It comes in the form of a short anecdote. You see, whilst waiting at the traffic light the other day, I overheard a small part of a conversation. It was something like this. Person A, when are we meeting at the museum? Person B, moonrise. Person C, you're both so kind to the constructs. It was then that the light changed and off I drove. I can't help but wonder what those fellows were up to, though. Perhaps you could use some alchemy to elucidate what might have happened that night. Yours with kind regards, George.
Can you repeat the exchange?
Yep, here it is.
And also like person... dope on elucidate. Like you killed that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Person A, when are we meeting at the museum? Person B, moonrise. I think this is a haiku. Person C, you're both so kind to the constructs.
I'm sure everybody knows, but I just want to make it clear before we start. What is a construct?
Yes, and.
Is it construct paper?
Well, yes, maybe.
Well, they're like, I mean, that's for you to decide.
Okay.
Construct paper. That's the cutest thing.
After 20 years of hard labor and a collection that spans generations, we're going to open this brand new wing of the museum tomorrow morning. Oh, I'm so proud of it.
Hey, Sean. Sean!
Yeah,
some kid just pissed and shit all over the floor. You want to clean that up?
Sure thing, Trevor.
Yeah, good. I'm going on break.
Hey, Sean. Sean, are you okay? Listen, I know you put a lot of work into this. You know, people appreciate you more than they let on. It's just that... Sean... They're just afraid that you're doing so much work that you're going to move up.
Huh?
You don't see that? They want to make sure that you still keep cleaning the shit off the floor, because otherwise, when this opens tomorrow, you're going to be the talk of the town. You've done 20 years of hard work to make this wing of the museum wonderful. I think tomorrow morning, at moonrise, you and I come up here and make sure it's ready to be christened by the children.
Hey, Sean. Yeah. Dinosaur bones are right. 100% correct, Sean. This is your museum now.
Yeah.
Listen to me, third man on the chart of evolution.
You've always been my favorite.
That's right. I'm sort of standing, sort of not.
Yeah, yeah.
You got this, man.
Yeah.
Sean,
don't
you have shit to be cleaning?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry.
Were you talking to the evolution poster?
No, just listening.
Okay.
Sean, I'm an upright man on an evolution chart. You can trust me.
You always had a good head on your shoulders.
Sean, good!
Yeah. Thanks, Cro-Magnon.
Yeah. Sean Good, Sean Wing!
Yeah. Listen, you guys have always been in my corner, and I've always appreciated it. It seems you showed up the day after my wife died. And I think since then, it's really kept me from killing animals. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate that I feel seen, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
We love Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, we love you, man. You know, you're evolving just like us.
Yeah.
Sean, you're spreading that shit all over the floor. What are you doing?
You're just
spreading it all over the floor, Sean.
You're right.
Get a fucking mop bucket.
You're right. Sorry.
What are you fucking doing?
Okay.
I'm Sean.
Yeah.
I just reviewed the security cam footage.
Uh-huh.
You're the one that shit on the floor, Sean. Do you need some time off? I mean, I know tomorrow is supposed to be a big day for you, but this is odd.
Sean, make a part of the exhibit, man. Now's your time. Exhibitor.
Yeah. I'm an upright standing human being at the end of an evolution chart.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Sean, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. Kill her. Maybe we could make
it. I'm a head docent and I'm trying to be a kind person right now.
Yeah. You know? Always have been nice to the constructs.
She belongs in a diorama.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, like those constructs of us that clean up and fix stuff. We're just constructs. I'm working on a construct site.
Sean, I think you need to
with a bunch
of
other constructionists.
Sean, I think this could be voluntary or not. That's your decision. But you're shitting on the floor, you're rubbing the shit around, you're talking to the walls. I don't know what's going on, but we have a big opening tomorrow, Sean.
Sean, you're doing great. Way to elucidate, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe you can...
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You're covered in shit.
Well, if I don't touch you, how do I know you're real?
Whoa. Well, I'm... How do you know I'm real?
This is a funny question I would ask to break the ice.
What?
I know you're real. I can smell your blood and your...
Oh, my God.
Stop talking, Sean!
Smell my... I'm leaving.
This is not what women hear.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
I'm calling the security guards.
All right. That's fine. You can leave now.
Tell me when I can leave. I tell you when I can leave, Sean. I'm the head docent. What are you smelling? Don't smell me like that.
I'm smelling everything.
Don't smell me like that. I'm getting Carl.
You know what, guys? Maybe she's right. Maybe I do need a couple days off.
As a human being at the end of the chart, I need to tell you the gig's up. You're going to be in big trouble if you don't cover your path.
Maybe that's for the best, though.
Freeze! Freeze, motherfucker! Oh, man! Oh, shit!
I told you I'd get him.
Oh, my God. I've never had to draw my weapon before, man.
All right, look, I'm not going to resist.
Carl, he said he could smell my blood.
I'm not going to resist.
I'm not going to resist. Fuck. Just take me away, okay?
Oh, man. If you think I want to put one between your eyebrows, you fucking do, man.
I'm rock hard. You cannot trust me. You have to lock me up before moonrise.
You a werewolf?
No, I jacked off in the middle of a pentagram last night, so that's exactly the same thing.
He hit the chart, Sean, he hit the chart.
I'm shooting everywhere, man. Listen, Sean, I know you, man. I grew up around you, man, okay?
You knew him?
I knew him. I came to this museum when I was a little boy. When I was 15 years old, I was over here.
I remember.
I don't want to have to do this, man, but I wanna, man.
I wanna.
I remember.
Talk I don't want to be a witness. No, no, I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
I remember. Danny? Is that was
Denny.
Denny. That's right. You were particularly interested in the evolution chart, right?
Yeah.
The upright man, the Cro-Magnon, and the space in between.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Proving that we're all just meat.
Yes.
And bone that can be rendered apart like a chuck steak.
What
like
a mystery.
Ripped apart and cease to exist.
Yeah.
Be bathed in sort of a cleanness of it all.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that was you. I remember you.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm just part of the construct.
Yes, I remember.
Hey, it's me, Sean, the wolf skull.
Not you again.
I'm back.
Shut up, wolf skull.
I can't.
Sean, you can't listen to wolf skull.
Wait a second, Danny, you can hear the wolf skull?
Of course, I thought everyone could hear the wolf skull.
This is good news. Eat his face, Sean.
What the hell?
Taste his blood, Sean.
You're not helping. I'm already worked up.
He's not going to shoot you. He's made of pussy.
I am made of pussy.
Go bite him. Bite him.
Oh, God.
Sean, right, it's me, right. The wolf skull. Look at my skull.
I'm going to try to bite him.
I understand.
I'm going to try to bite you.
Try harder. You're just gumming at him. You got to get your teeth in there.
Oh, I can taste his dreams. That's
how a wolf would do it. Problem solved.
That was a righteous kill.
Right. And kids, we're going to be checking out the next hall where we're going to see the planes, the great planes and the animals that are out there.
Oh, like an airplane? The planes.
Planes are awesome.
Like an airplane or?
No, he means like tall grass and flat land, stupid.
Exactly. Well, you don't need to call them stupid.
I'm going
to
be a lawyer when I grow up.
Whatever.
I'm going to be a sportscaster.
Listen, I want you guys to be on your best behavior and everybody's holding the hand of their partner, right?
Yeah.
His hands are sticky.
Well, of course they are. You guys are kids. Kids have sticky hands.
I don't have sticky hands because I wear white gloves.
Well, that's true.
Hey, I'm sorry we had to close off this section.
We paid for all of our tickets to do a full tour of the museum, so we'd like to see the Great Plains.
I understand that, but there's been a homicide in here. Somebody got their face eaten off.
There's no way that we're going to let you guys go see somebody's face get
eaten off. Face off.
Well, I can't say no to kids. Come on in.
Oh, you can't be letting us in here. Is this not a crime scene?
Welcome to the jungle,
kiddos. Dad's okay with Mr. Mathers. We're still out with our buddies.
Hey, kids.
What the fuck was that?
Well, what the hell was that?
Excuse my language, children.
You cut.
I did, I'm sorry, but a voice loomed from the sky, it seemed.
I didn't hear a voice looming from the sky.
You didn't all hear that?
I heard that.
You heard that?
Yeah. I was listening to my buddy, that's all. And okay. I was wondering, like, maybe if the cost of cooties was included in the tour.
That's a good one. But
it smells like blood and poop.
Yeah.
Well, the body defecates after it passes. All the bowels release. And, you know, it's interesting. Your sphincter's held tight because of...
Actually, these might be too young a kids for that information. Maybe
everybody
we don't...
poops.
Yes, everybody poops.
Hey, my dad's a cop. I have some chalk on me. Can I start tracing all these bodies and things?
Go for it, yeah.
Tracing!
CSI! CSI!
Look what you've gotten us into. I'm going to have to put a full report of this to all their parents and...
Hey, be kind to the construct.
I'm sorry, that's a construct?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
he's
some sort of custodian or something. He counts as a construct.
Yeah.
Are you just a custodian?
I think of myself more than that. I don't think of myself as a title. I think of myself as a human being.
Tell him you think of yourself as a wolf.
I think of myself as a wolf.
What?
Good job.
Am I crazy? I heard that too.
No, you're not crazy. That's real.
Why don't the children hear these voices?
Because they're too young. The moon hasn't risen above them.
The moon will rise above them. And they will hear the wolf skull when they visit this room of the museum.
When the moon rises only in the a.m.
Only in the a.m.
Only in the morning.
Moon!
Moon!
That was a little guy on the chart. He's kind of my hype man.
Listen, I think we should, kids, we should probably all gather our stuff. That chalk is clearly no good anymore because it's covered in blood.
Yeah, that was a good try, though.
It's hard to chalk on
blood on wet. You can't chalk on wet.
Yeah. You can't chalk on wet.
That's what? The one thing we learned today at the museum. That's the takeaway.
No chalk on wet.
Yeah.
Honestly, you learned a lot more. Remember that we learned that bugs sometimes can be an invasive species?
Boring. No chalk on wet.
Chalk on wet.
We also learned that if you don't try, you don't know if it'll work out or not. So good on you for trying.
Thank you.
We also learned about the sphincter.
Yeah.
But then you cut us off.
I'm so sorry, but honestly, this is a good moment for us all to have a heart-to-heart. You like me as a teacher, right? I'm a great teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Mallers is the best.
I brought you to the museum.
It's awesome.
You can't tell your parents that you were in a room with blood and feces and saw a murder, or I won't be able to take you guys on these magical vacations anymore.
Huh. Vacations? Is this a vacation or a
field trip? What do you mean, vacation?
You're a cool teacher, but
how long you been with this five-year-old, you freak?
Oh, well, first of all, it's not a vacation, you're right. It's a daycation. It's a field trip.
Let's not overblow it.
A daycation? Is that a thing?
You've never heard of daycation?
I heard of a staycation.
Okay. Well, a staycation would be staying in the classroom, and these kids don't want to do that. They want to take the magic school bus.
Okay, yeah, so maybe chalk that up in a thing we learned today, too.
Staycation. It's a construct of a word.
Yeah. Oh, it's a portmanteau! It's like Brangelina. Two words smushed together. It's a portmanteau. It's a French term.
Oh, Brangelina.
Term. Yeah,
so,
Brangelina.
That's before your time.
No. My mom makes me learn really complex words all the time because she says that if I don't, I'll bore people and you never know who I'm in a room with.
You're a smart kid.
Well, I mean, I at least know
these
a lot
are
of words.
All gifted children. I'm sure you've noticed.
There's a program at Elderly Trees, elderly facility. I think y'all would really enjoy.
Oh,
hey guys, look! I found a brownie.
Let's eat it.
Oh, you don't always eat them. Oh, don't put that there. Don't put that there.
I'm putting it up here.
I'm gonna put it in my butt. Oh, jeez.
And that's our show.
Perfect. Nailed the landing.
72 hours that have gone by.
Storytelling is an art.
It sure is.
That's privileged to hold a
should
box.
Be the fourth night at the museum. Pretty much. All right, that's our show for today. Let's thank our alchemists and, say what you're up to. Brad Norman.
I'm the voice of Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime. Thank you very much. That's it. I follow me on social media. Instagram's most
fun. Hey, don't
fun.
Underplay that. Yeah, that's not it. That's great.
That's okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I won't underplay it. Good.
Vanessa Ragland.
I'm a sack of flesh. Next.
Wait, don't overplay that. Don't underplay
that.
Put that
on a t-shirt.
What about your ice cream?
I love ice cream, non-dairy. You can check out dynastytypewriter.com to see what the theater's up to. And just wishing you all the best.
Aww.
Yeah, truly.
Mark Gagliardi.
Mark Gags on Twitter. I post all stuff there. And check out Blood and Treasure, now streaming all episodes on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's incredible.
Amazon Brothers.
Yeah. High five, Amazon.
I'm James
Heaney. Yeah, I was going to give you
this is just
intro.
Super important. We really need to get reviews. It's not. If you're still listening to this podcast and you haven't reviewed, shame on you.
Mm. He's hot.
He's
hot right now.
Well, don't describe my physicality.
Hey.
But that's what I would like to pitch today. Just
a plea for reviews.
Keep
and
it
a
simple.
Plea for reviews. The audience who has not.
For just one review a day, James Heaney. Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram. That's where I live. I give all my personal information to Facebook, so you can find it there. That's it.
Please. Cool. I'm Cole Stratton. You can come in if you are in LA. Go to the West Side Comedy Theater first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. for Pretty Pretty Pony. Several people in this room are on that team. And I'm at Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton on different social media stuff. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Yes.
And of course, iHeartMedia. As Heaney said, we encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!